M100 recording length 13 minutes and 57 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 100 Spiral Galaxy M100, NGC 4321, Type SC, in Coma Baranis's M100.jpg, Right Ascension 12, 22.9, H colon M, Declination plus 15, 49, Deg colon M, Distance 60,000, Cli, Visual Brightness 9.3, Mag, Apparent Dimension 7x6, Arc Min, discovered by Pierre McCain in 1781, Messier 100, Million 100, NGC 4321, is a beautiful example of a grand design spiral galaxy, and one of the brightest galaxies in the Virgo cluster, or Coma Virgo of galaxies. Like a number of other members of this cluster, it is situated in the southern part of constellation Coma Berenices. On March 15, 1781, Pierre McCain discovered this object, M100, together with its apparent neighbors, M98 and M99. His friend, Charles Messier, obtained its position on April 13, 1781, and included it in his catalogue, immediately before finishing the third, final published edition. M100 is one of the brightest member galaxies of the Virgo cluster of galaxies. M100 is a spiral galaxy, like our Milky Way, and tilted nearly face on as seen from Earth. It is among the first spirals that have been discovered, and listed by Lord Rosse as one of 14 spiral nebulae, discovered to 1850. The galaxy has two prominent arms of bright blue stars and several fainter arms. The blue stars in the arms are young, hot and massive stars which form recently from density perturbations caused by interactions with neighboring galaxies which are lying just outside our image. Despite its nearly perfect symmetric outline, this galaxy appears slightly asymmetric, as on the southern, lower, side of the nucleus more, or brighter, young stars have formed. Our photograph of this magnificent grand design spiral was obtained by David Mullen of the Anglo-Australian Observatory. Interested readers may obtain more detailed information on this image from the same original plates by the Anglo-Australian Telescope. David Mullen has provided more images of M100 showing also its dwarf neighbors. Deep photographs of M100 have revealed that this galaxy is actually much larger than shown in conventional photographs. Therefore, a significant part of the galaxy's mass may lie in the faint outer regions and escape its discovery in conventional images. M100 has been imaged extensively by the Hubble Space Telescope, which finally led to the discovery of over 20 sextants as well as one nova, and a distance determination of 56+/6 million light years for M100. The first considerably reliable distance determination of a Virgo cluster galaxy, CH0 Key Project, Paper IV, 1996. The high improvement of photographic resolution by the HST may be noticed in this comparison of HST to average quality KPNO 2.1 meters photos. Diane Dubkevich of the Northwestern University has provided of astronomy web light on distance determination of M100 from HST safe heat observations. In the inner disk of M100 has been investigated by NASA's ultraviolet imaging telescope on its Astro 1 space shuttle mission. Intense star formation activity was found to take place in a ring of starburst activity along the periphery of the galaxy's innermost spiral arms. M100 is located in the spring constellation Coma Berenices and can be seen through a moderate-sized amateur telescope. Amateurs can see the central regions of this galaxy as faint elliptical patch of an even texture in small telescopes, or even in good binoculars. Under good observing conditions, suggestions of the inner spiral arms can be glimpsed in telescopes starting at 4-inch aperture, refractor or an obstructed reflector. Photos reveal the grand design spiral structure, as seen in every picture from our collection of amateur images of M100. 5 supernovae have been observed in M100 so far. Asterisk 1901b, a type I, Mag 15.6 in March 1901. Asterisk 1914a, even determined type, Mag 15.7 in February/Mar 1914. Asterisk 1959e of type I, Mag 17.5 in August/Sep 1959. 58e and 21s of the nucleus, discovered February 21, 1960 and observed through June 17, 1960. an asterisk 1979 C of type II, Mag 11.6 on April 15, 1979, which however faded quickly. Supernova 1979 C or its remnant was later observed at various wavelengths from radio to X rays, notably in the X-ray light with the Rosat, IMIR ET.AL, 1998, and XMM Newton, IMIR ET.AL, 2005, satellites, asterisk 2006 X of type Ion was found on February 7, 2006, when it was at 15.3 Mag and still rising. Supernova 2006 X was located 12W and 48S of M100's nucleus, and was discovered early before reaching its maximum. Messier 100 observations and descriptions discovered by Pierre Mekane on March 15, 1781. Messier, M100, April 13, 1781 112H 11 meters 57s, 182D 59 meters 19s, plus 16D 59, 21, nebula without star, of the same light as the preceding M99. Situated in the year of Virgo, seen by M. Kane on March 15, 1781. The three nebulae, Nas 98, 99 and 100, are very difficult to recognize, because of the faintness of their light. One can observe them only in good weather, and near their passage of the meridian. William Herschel PT 1814, P 248-284, here P, reprinted in Scientific Papers Volume II. P528, Canis 100 is a nebula of about 10 in diameter, but there is in the middle of it a small, bright cluster of supposed stars. John Herschel, 1833, H1211, H1211 equals M100, Sweep 422, April 28, 1832, Ra 12H 14 meters 17.9s. NPD 73D 14, 34, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, PB, R, PSMBM not a very remarkable nebula, II.84 was not seen, pretty bright, ground, pretty suddenly much brighter toward the middle, not a very remarkable nebula, HII.84 and GC 4328, was not seen, Sweep 418, April 21, 1832, Ra 12H 14 meters 19.3s, NPD 73D 13, 39, 1830.0, barely visible through cloud, Sweep the 25th of May 6, 1826, Ra 12H 14 meters 20.8s, NPD 73D 13, 26, 1830.0, VL. SMBM, a nucleus with dilute borders very large, suddenly much brighter toward the middle, a nucleus with dilute borders, Sweep 421, April 26, 1832, NPD 73D 13, 56, 1830, VF, VL, R, VSBM to a PB nucleus very faint, very large, ground, very suddenly brighter toward the middle to a pretty bright nucleus. Smythe, CCCCXLV 445, M100, CCCCXLV 100 million Virginis now Comae Berenices, R12H 14 meters 52s, DEC and 16D 42.6 mean epoch of observation, 1837.21 March 1837, around nebula, pearly white, off the upper part of the Virgin's left wing. And certainly at a great distance from Virgo's ear of corn, where the connaissance des temps places it actually Messier's position is quite close. Indeed, the true site will be hit upon just 1/5 away from Beta Leonis towards Arcturus. This is a large but pale object, of little character, though it brightens from its attenuated edge towards the center, and is therefore proved to be globular. It was discovered by M. Kane in 1781, and is accompanied by four small stars. At a little distance around it, besides minute points of light in the field, seen by occasional gleams, we are now in the broad grand stratum of nebulae, which lies in a direction almost perpendicular to the galaxy Milky Way, and passes from the south, through Virgo, Berenices Hare, Kane's Venatici, and T. Great Bear, to the pole, and beyond. This glorious but mysterious zone of diffused spots is an indisputable memorial to all future times of the unwearied industry and indomitable scientific energy of Sir William Herschel. Yet has this unrivaled contributor to knowledge been disparagingly described as a man indulging in speculations of no great value to astronomy, rather than engage in computations by which the science can really be benefited. Save the mark. This is said of a philosopher of zeal and application hitherto unequaled, one whose contributions to the philosophical transactions prove the bold but circumspect grandeur of his conceptions, his consummate mechanical resources, and the exactness of his elaborate calculations. Herschel's labor, however, transcended those of the ages in which he was cast, although he gave such animation and bias to sidereal astronomy that his mantle was caught at. John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC 2890, GC 2890=H1211=M100, RI 12H15m50.6s, NPD 73D23, 54.0, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, H, PF, VL, R, VG, PSBMRN, L, 2, branched spiral, 5 observations by W. and J. Herschel, very remarkable, W. and J. Herschel, pretty faint, very large, round, very gradually, then pretty suddenly brighter toward the middle where there is a mottled nucleus. Lassell, 2, branched spiral. Lassell Memoirs of the Royal Astronomical Society, Volume XXXVI, 36, Drawing on Plate III, Fig. 17, Dreyer, 1877, GC 2890, H 1211100, Drawing in Lassell, Plate III, Fig. 17, Dreyer, and GC 4321, and GC 4321=GC 2890=H1211, Gain, M100, RI 12H15m50s, NPD 73D24.0, 1860.0, Right Ascension and North Polar Distance, PF, VL, R, VG, PSBMRN, L, 2, Bierspire, equals M100, very remarkable, pretty faint, very large, round, very gradually, then pretty suddenly brighter toward the middle where there is a mottled nucleus. Lassell, 2, branched spiral. Remark, figure in last 2 Lassell, Memoirs are 8s volume XXXVI, Plate III, Fig. 17, Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector, PUBL, Lichobs, number 13, part 1, P9, 42, and GC 4321, RA=12:17.8, DEC=+16:23, PUBL, Lichobs, volume VII, plate 35, a bright, regular, nearly round spiral 5, in diameter, very faint stellar nucleus surrounded by bright, short whorls, forming a central oval. TJE outer whorls are rather open, quite regular, and show many stellar condensations. 2 novae, actually supernovae, have appeared in this spiral. M115SN, Content Karasyov SEDS, Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.